All right, so I'm gonna just start weaving in and out. What it is so I'll explain it because it's kind of interesting. Apparently, there's part of me that's still present with that person that I was supporting. So that's like you're saying my priority, which is totally fine because like we're all multidimensional and we can be many places at the same time. But it just helps me understand what's going on. Okay. As we align with love, as we align with kindest gesturing. So we want to remember when we attune to love, it forces our highest note. So it's not like we're letting someone off the hook or we're not responding effectively. So we always think of boundaries. Because love is always guiding us to our true indication, meaning like our true self, because we're not all of these afflictive emotions. We're not our pain. We're not our separation. We're not our suffering. We're not separate from. What we're doing is we're responding to our truest claim, our truest inherited birthright. And this is what, and when I said inherited birthright, it was like just imagine being a little kid and showing up in an amusement park, like, oh my gosh, I hit the jackpot. This is our new arrival. As we will climb on board, so what we're getting used to doing is to ride that magic carpet, in other words, to move into love's extreme. Because when we are aligning with love, promoting love, what we're doing is attesting to our highest value, in other words, who we really are. Now, this is where miracles step forth, because all of us are already the master. All of us have the highest attainment. All of us have the ability in our higher awareness, in our higher relevance, to heal any misdemeanor. In other words, whatever you need, love arrives. So we're learning to quicken our inheritance. We're learning to, when I say quicken our inheritance, it was like a gumball machine or whatever. Like you put your little quarter in, you turn it, and then you get the gumball. So this is what we're doing. And so that quarter is our recommendation, our guidance, our willingness. And so that willingness is, they're saying, is to blow our top. And what they mean, it's like to go past prior constrictions. So the mind that thinks it has it all figured out, when we're blowing our top, excuse me, we're reconciling with our true establishment. And so we arrive at love's admittance. So this is where we're moving in frequency, we're moving in dialect, we're moving in love's persuasion. And from that energetic alignment, we connect with source. So all of us have the aptitude, have the ability, have the good fortune to align with this higher course as we will seek that justification. In other words, it's not just going to fall upon us, don't we wish? It's like we have to wish for it. But when we're saying wish for it, it's not like, oh, I'm praying to something in the sky, I hope they listen to me. We're the ones that are pre-selecting. We're the ones that are engaging. We're the ones that are choosing. We're the ones that are amplifying our gifting, our establishment, our banquet hall. So as you will have a higher heart. So a higher heart is, I don't need to know the right answer. I don't need to know right or wrong, like, do I go right or do I go left? All I need to learn is how to choose that higher broadcast. And so from there, all needs are met. All needs are met. Not all wants. Not all wants, all needs. Because again, we're each of us are programmed for a new lifestyle. So they want us to really feel that. We're not just tinkering around with yesterday. We're not just tinkering around with this linear life we're graduating to a new dimensional reality, to a new playing field, to a new paradigm. And so as we're graduating, we want to just imagine like you're moving into a new facility, training hall, banquet hall, like whatever pleases. It could be a soccer field. But just imagine that like your name is already in print. In other words, and this is the very important part of this, is before your conscious arrival, before you have decided, before you have come along, before you have dictated, your name is already there. So it's very, they're saying exciting. It's very purposeful to reunite at the heart. So in other words, to recommend yourself for upgrade, to recommend yourself for increase. So this is sort of like you're leaving the old, like initiation, and they're showing me like Wonder Woman, like you're signaling your readiness in your new stratosphere, in your new upgrade, in your new promotion. Again, before you even make the decision, your name is already spoken. Your name is already there. So when they're saying your name, it's actually not your linear name. It's like your spiritual name or your soul name, but it's who you are. And this is what is bringing forth like the golden key, the manifestation, the new reality. So each of us have a signature scent, just like think of a perfume or cologne or whatever. It's like a signature scent that resonates in our true resemblance. So when I just said that, I suddenly connected with, oh, I don't know, maybe like my four-year-old self or my five-year-old self. Like I just had this, ooh, flash. So in essence, it's who we've been all along. So what we're doing, of course, is we're signaling that transformation in the now moment. So again, it's not like we suddenly become a four-year-old. It's with all the maturity, with all the lessons mastered in this incarnation, we now return to our solemn prayer. So in other words, who we are in our higher occurrence. So just imagine that that's really been around all along, you know, just traveling along with us where we go through ins and outs, and is now ready to they're saying bump hands, but it's like converge or simulate or merge or come together. So when you think of a twin flame, you're really thinking of your own other side or your own other part. So it doesn't mean that if you're destined and your higher self has it to be understood, that you have the potential to bring in a mating one. But for the moment, it's about love's occurrence within, because this isn't about attachment of form. It's alignment with your soul, alignment with your truth. And then out of that convergence, out of that a simulation, it's like that's what's going to make your garden grow for that which you see fit. So someone may be a prophet standing on a mountaintop, and if they're attending to relationship issues, that may not be their highest good. On the other hand, it may be very purposeful for your soul. But either way, it's like you're being guided by your highest authority, and so you're guaranteed pleasure. Now, when I say pleasure, I don't mean, or when they say pleasure, they don't mean like pleasure that can turn on and off, because really, who needs that? That's more of the linear indicator. Pleasure is you're traveling with your higher self, so you're really in ecstasy, like by and by, meaning all day long. So again, everything that we think we want is a tangible evidence of occurrence, like I've arrived. Anything that can separate from us, it's like a misdemeanor, it's a mistake, it's like a mistaken identity. Because what we're doing is we are securing our safe passage. We are grounding light's occurrence. So we're the ones performing the miracles. We're the ones standing in our faith. We're the ones opening doors. And then all that is to arrive, and this is where it gets really, really, really good. All that is to arrive comes to meet us. Healing gifts, relationships, financial, physical healing, whatever it is that you have like destined, like it's in your file chart, it's in your soul chart to bring forth and manifest. And we all have these like moments of grace upon us. So as we will see fit, so see fit is really like to broaden your horizon. See fit is you're not trying to just get back to where you were 2 years ago. You're opening to a new, to love's advantage. So we don't even really understand all that we're entitled to. So this is where we're opening the door, opening the drawer, opening the file cabinet, and allowing grace to be seated. Allowing grace to be seated, because remember, we're moving into a multidimensional proximity. So we're dropping what we were seeking, because what we were seeking, for the most part, unless you've had a clear vision, is really antiquated. And even if you've had a vision of what's next in store, you see yourself on the hilltop or whatever. There's still more to come in terms of understanding what is promised. So again, the new consciousness. I'm just seeing the Ten of Swords. So the Ten of Swords is that guy pretty much it's over. It's a done deal. There's no restoration. DNR or not, doesn't matter. No one's getting restored because we're slated for victory. In other words, we're stepping into a new province, a new opportunity, a new voyage. So this is where we want to keep stretching with delight, receiving the light, choosing new occurrences. Some of us are trying to create miracles based on our pastime, meaning, well, I was able to manifest it this way. I don't see why it's not working. Because you don't want to tailgate yesterday. You don't want to choose this and that. What they mean by that is we're stretching. So the miracles are going to come on a new voyage, on a new frequency. So we want to allow that. We want to permit that. We want to grow into that. We want to aspire to that. Allow the growth. Someone's receiving all this green energy. That's your healing abilities coming in. Someone's really going to see an opportunity for healing at some kind of family dynamic where, oh my gosh, just love them. Like, you're just going to get it. Like, just love them. Throw out the 60s, 70s, 80s. Like, just throw out the yearbook and just love them. It's simple as that. Remember, it's like so simple, but we're standing with all of this information that we think has to be like gone through, you know, with a fine-tooth comb. We're really choosing love. We're really choosing love, and we're doing that on our own courtesy. In other words, as we embody love, it's quite easy to offer it to another once it's received within. Let us receive. Mwah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Alrighty.